You're welcome, sir.
Case number 10,433, Flexera Inc., intersection of Route 1 and East Atlantic Street, being lots 10 and 11, a special reception to place a windmill.
Gentlemen, names and addresses.
Finn McCabe, 10603 Bishopville Road, Bishopville, Maryland.
Robert Light, 37645 Oak Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
You both swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I affirm.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure. This is for Nantucket's. We want to make sure we have the right hearing.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What Finn is passing over are basically our presentation as well as letters from individuals who wish to see this in this windmill installed. And what you see before you is a rendering showing the back of Nantucket's. Now, Nantucket's is a well-established restaurant located in Fenwick. However, even though it's in Fenwick, it's not part of the town of Fenwick and falls under Sussex County. So if you take a look at page 2, you'll actually see Nantucket's restaurant and then a building behind Nantucket's. And basically that white square area, including the second building behind the restaurant, is owned by the owners of Nantucket's. The red dot with the crosshairs is the proposed location for the windmill. We may move it a little bit closer to the back of the restaurant. It is it's on a 45-foot pole to get it up above the building, and really it's out of the way of basically everything. So it is a marine-grade windmill, and we have the specifications of that windmill on the next couple pages, which is a SkyStream 3.7. It certainly complies with noise ordinances. I believe the height of its noise production is approximately 40 decibels, which is about 30 decibels below a HVAC system. It can handle winds up to 130 mile an hour. And as you go through, there's if you want, you can peruse the electrical in there, but we have the foundation specifications, which is a pad pier design. And the last page is actually a foundation, which is at Inland Bays, which was our last request for variance, which you approved. And you can see that foundation going in. And this is the actual one of two that went in there. And this is what we're proposing for Nantucket's. Now, if you take a look at this design, relative to a foundation of a 60-foot telephone pole, which is across the street, they're basically set in the surrounding soil to about 8 feet or 8 to 9 feet. And that's it. They hang transformers and lines and everything to these telephone poles, and they stay there forever. So installing this foundation really renders the danger of this tower falling kind of nil to nil. So it's a very safe installation. It'll produce a very nice amount of electric in that location. Since they're basically a block off the ocean, they have a perfect wind resource. It has, since it's in and around Nantucket's property proper, it has no utility degradation as far as use to property in and around it. We've also submitted letters from many of the property owners around this area, all in support. We do not know of any negative input. We haven't heard of any. Not that sometimes we're a little bit surprised by that, but so I think that's probably about it. We do have data with us for noise and for bird kill, which a lot of people seem to be concerned about. If you'd like to see that again, we can pass that through. But it pretty much states that buildings, you know, kill a heck of a lot more birds than windows than a windmill will. In fact, it's almost zero in many locations.
And the turbine with the noise levels it produces should be inaudible over the noises of Coastal Highway directly adjacent to it, as well as being in a larger commercial district that's typically noisier than some of the residential districts we've looked at as well.
Okay. Any questions?
What this first picture in your stack is from what street? Is that from Atlantic?
The street, if you look at the overhead, South Carolina. You're talking about Coastal Highway?
No, this is East Atlantic. It's from the yellow dot on the second page is essentially where the picture is taken from.
Okay.
In fact, basically where that...
Okay, from Atlantic, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it sets in onto the property, and the building right behind it, Nantucket owns.
Okay.
So he agrees to install the windmill in that direction. So... and we can actually bump it closer to the building. That's just, we have some flexibility there. But again, they could also strap that building to, or the buildings to that tower, and they would have a higher probability of sustaining wind damage for those buildings, because it will have a substantial foundation under it.
Okay. These are two separate parcels. Or is it one?
No, sir. It's still in the parcel that is contained by the parking lot of Nantucket. It's directly behind it, I believe. I believe that restaurant parking lot wraps around, and then there's a small residential parcel off to the right.
Which is commercial. And then the building directly behind it, although it's condos, it is zoned commercial.
Okay.
And that property also is in Sussex County, even though this is all within Fenwick Town proper. Kind of falls into that strange category.
Go about a block north before you, or across Coastal Highway before you reach Fenwick proper.
A very good wind resource here.
Well, sure.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McGee?
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
One, you're stating that it's your request is for it to be on a freestanding pole 45 feet. Where is the 45 feet measured? Is it at the...
Basically, it's at the base of the windmill.
It's from the hub to where it meets the tower meets the foundation. The top of the foundation will be about 6 inches above ground. Yes.
45 feet there.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the blade is an additional 6 feet, so the total height of the system will be about 53 feet.
And the telephone poles you're referring to, is that on the property?
Right across the street, they're 60 foot.
60 feet.
And also that places the windmill at an appropriate height above the two stories of the restaurant and the adjacent buildings.
What would happen if someone to the east of the property to the east would build a taller beach home?
That's a risk that would have to be taken, but I believe for non-accessory structures, the height restriction is 42 feet, and they would have to be fairly close to that turbine to obstruct the wind.
Most of the wind coming from the north and west?
Well, actually, it comes from the southwest.
Southeast to northwest.
Right, and during the summer, it's coming more out of the south, and during the winter, more out of the north. Except when I go fishing, it's blowing from the east. When I go out, and from the west, when I come in.
Another feeling.
Another failure.
Mr.
Mills, do you have any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Eight. Okay, eight's in favor.
Plus, we have staff.
Mr. Chairman, we have 21 letters in favor also.
21 letters.
21.
21 letters in favor and eight people this evening in the audience. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown that the use of requested use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,433.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,433. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.